So the hokey Price is Right music means that it's time to play some Craigslist Price is Right. Woody has gathered strange items that are out there on Craigslist right now. And so Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, we'll try to figure out just how much money is going to exchange hands here, whether you're getting paid for a product or some sort of service is theoretically going to be rendered prior to your death, whatever it is. Closest, but not over the actual price, we'll get the point, and then most points wins, just like in regular prices, right? 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get in to compete. I appreciate those of you, I'd say twice a week, minimum, for the last 6 years, maybe more. We get people suggesting new methodologies for Craigslist prices, right? Who feel that it's not fair towards the third question. Somebody is screwed because they have to go higher or lower, and it's not fair if you go first, and so forth. The good news is we take all of those into serious consideration and then do nothing. So we'll continue on the way we always do. 844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through. Is it Tom?
Yes, it is.
Tom, welcome in. Taking you on is going to be Scott.
Good morning, guys and girls.
Welcome, Tom and Scott. So what's going to happen here is you know how to play. Woody's going to start by describing item number one.
Well, tip of the cap, and thank you to Rod, who found this on Craigslist and emailed it to me, woody@iHeartMedia.com. I'm looking for some elderly people for a five-minute social experiment. So this is somebody who's going to be hiring. We're going to be bidding on what they're going to be paying. You must be able to drive to a location. Basically, what I'm paying you for is a non-speaking acting part for a hidden cam bit. All you need to do as an elderly person is to pretend you cannot cross the street. Then another actor will park in the street with the hazards on and help you across. That's the scene. I'm only doing one take per person. You will be paid if the footage is used or not. It'll be recorded from my dash cam. We are targeting the reactions of passengers in the car that is unaware that it's a setup. This is for my YouTube channel, and I'm hoping it goes viral. Please be 60-plus years old, and if you have a cane, even better.
60's not elderly. Isn't elderly more of an age plus a physical something or other?
It's a great question. I don't know that there is an actual minimum. I don't know that I care.
I don't think he's going to need a birth certificate.
So he's going to pay me for a one-time
to walk across.
Pretend I need help across the street.
Yeah.
$25.
$25 is the bid from Wilcox. Chelsea?
I got to get it.
$50. $50. Gotcha. Tom, what do you think?
I'll do $26.
$26. Gotcha, Scott?
I'll do 27.
27. Actual Craigslist price, $100.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Wow. 100. Which, by the way, any chances of that going viral, by the way? Are you going to be watching an old man and an old woman who can't cross the street?
Not unless something crazy happens, like the passenger gets out and just clocks one of them, you know?
And now we know a little bit more about Chelsea.
I mean, there are people.
I think I was going to do that.
There are people who are into that sort of thing, right? You've seen websites.
Yes, yes, I have.
That's one for Chelsea, nothing for the rest of us. Item number two, Woody, on the Craigslist prices, right?
Tip of the cap to Taylor, who found this on Craigslist. Emailed it to me. When you find something weird, you can do the same just like Taylor did. Woody@iHeartMedia. This is the Insane Clown Posse HBO Evil Clown Prop Ball.
What?
This is a prop clown ball from the HBO horror series where the Insane Clown Posse put their heads together. I was able to purchase this back in the day, and now I'm selling it for what I purchased it for. It is a large clown ball used in the HBO horror series.
When you say clown ball, I think you need to be more specific.
It's a ball about the size of one of those like Swedish balls or exercise balls that you may sit on or somewhere in the office or
okay. See
them at the Y. And on it is painted an evil clown.
But it was like used in an Insane Clown Posse video or concert?
I think a horror series that they had on HBO.
It's like one of those Target balls out front of the store, except
about that
it's
size.
A wrinkly, scary face.
Yes.
I don't know if it's that big, but yeah, close enough.
Okay, $200.
$200 is the bid from Chelsea. Tom?
I'd go 500.
You go 500 on that one. Scott?
I'm going to go 201.
201, gotcha.
I'll go 501.
501. Actual Craigslist price, $400. Nice job, Scott. Ooh. Scott picks up the point on that one.
All right, well, Chelsea has one. Scott has one. Tom, you're going to need item number three to keep this thing going. Otherwise, Scott's going to walk away with the win. So, Woody, what do you have for item number three?
Thank you to Stacy, who found this on Craigslist and emailed it to Woody@iHeartMedia.com. Somebody who's looking to hire a couple of Twin Peaks or Hooters girls for my Dungeons & Dragons game. I'm looking for two ladies of the Twin Peaks / Hooters waitress type who have their full garb, who want to serve drinks for our D&D game. That's going to be happening either this weekend or next. You'll be at our house for about 3 or 4 hours in the evening. Compensation is blank for each lady. And if you're into Dungeons & Dragons, you might inquire about joining the game in the future. You can't play this weekend, but we'd love you to serve drinks. Should be about 6 to 8 dudes and you ladies hanging out with us.
Tom, potentially for the game, what do you think he's going to pay these ladies?
This is a per... Yeah, this is just a flat fee, not a per hour.
Okay, and per person. So it'd be $80 per person, $160 total.
Okay, so you're going to go $80 per person. Scott?
I'm going to do 81 per person.
81. You guys have both overbid.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
An audible groan erupts.
Tom,
you're going to have to bid lower. What do you think?
Let's do $50 per person.
50. Gotcha. Scott?
I guess I'll do 51.
51. You have both overbid.
Stop. Who is this guy? Wow. First of all, he doesn't understand how the payment needs to be made.
Right.
Ladies
right.
Are he's not going to get any business.
Is that surprising that he's confused about how the ladies want to be paid?
It's not, but on the upside, your chances of death are low.
You think so? Well, 50 was the low bid, Tom, as you know. What do you want to bid now?
All right, we're almost cutting her in half. We'll do $26.75.
$26.75 is the bid, Scott.
$27. Actual Craigslist price is $40 each. So Scott,
right. That's it.
Oh, man. So $10 an hour, Chelsea, you don't think is great?
Does he not understand like that they're going to not work their other job where they can actually make money to come hand you and your friends drinks in your basement?
What was the total?
$40.
$40 total. For 3 to 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah.
Well, tough break for you, Tom. That was a great $26.75 bid, though.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Scott, congrats on your victory, man. And it's a victory for all of us, especially if we're all Hooters or Twin Peaks girls or elderly people. So many ways to make great money. Maybe if the Twin Peaks or Hooters girls don't show up, you can get an elderly person to come and serve drinks.
Not that hot.
Get yourself an ICP prop clown ball. Words. If you find something odd that's out there on Craigslist, send it in. Send it to Woody, and perhaps we'll use it next time when we play Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.